Blog Talk Radio.
And all of that kind of stuff. She was saying that like, yo, this is my dude. This is my man, and I take care of him, and I'm not going to let no other woman step in here and do the same thing. Maybe that works for her. Maybe that works for some other women who have done similar or the same things, maybe even more. But what would drive a woman to buck the conventional roles that the conventional gender structure that we have come to be so familiar with over generations and generations. Now, when we talk about a man taking care of a woman, we know exactly what we're talking about. We normally mean that he takes care of all the financial obligations and also does all of the man work, you know, cutting the grass, taking out the trash, fixing the cars, making sure you supply the bar, all that kind of stuff. But what happens when a woman flips it and does the same thing? Now, when a man is taking care of a woman, people say, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. No big deal, no matter how extreme it is, no matter how much of a damsel in distress she may act like, no matter how able-bodied she may be, and no matter how much of an advantage she may be taking of that man. But when it's a woman taking care of a man, you can best believe somebody is going to speak out about it, whether it's her mama or her daddy or her sisters and her brothers or her aunties and her uncles or her cousins or her friends or co-workers, neighbors, anybody. Somebody's going to have something to say about a woman taking care of a man financially. And they're going to have something to say about that man. Like, first of all, that's not a man she's taking care of. That ain't nothing but a boy. Because a man wouldn't allow a woman to take care of him that way. A man would step up to the plate and make sure that he was providing, that he was putting himself out there and putting himself forward. So when it's a woman, yo, I'm on my show, but you good though?
Oh shit, yeah, I'm good. All right, I'm about to check you out. That's what's up. All right,
yeah,
man. My bad.
All right, I got you.
All right.
You know, family calls. Yeah, sometimes when you see that number, it's like, yeah, I'll get back to you. And sometimes it's like, no. Go handle that. Handle it, Roy. Handle it. So yeah, like I was saying, when it's a woman taking care of a man, you know, people going to have something to say about that situation because they figure that man must be a boy. That's not a real man. That's a boy if he ain't getting a job, or if he doesn't have a job that provides enough for him to be able to take care of his woman and his kids and be able to pay for where he lives and what he drives and whatever comes along with that. It's a valid argument, but when it comes to any couple's structure and the way that they're set up, who's to say what's right, what's wrong, as long as the two of them are satisfied with the way everything is going? Who's to say? I don't. We probably all going to have something to say, whether we say it publicly or whether we say it privately. But somebody going to say something? I'm going to say something. You going to say something? Because at the end of the day, we probably wouldn't want anybody, any woman that we love, that we care about, we probably wouldn't want them in a situation where they was taking care of a man. Like, so let me get this straight. She went to school, graduated. She probably went to a trade school, high school, or she learned skills. She was always a go-getter, had the after-school job popping, learned a trade while she was in high school, went to college, got certifications, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Graduated, got her degrees, her certs, everything, started working, doing well for herself. All of that just to take care of some man who ain't got nothing, ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out of, or friends to talk about it to. So she go to work all day, slaving, plotting, scheming, making sure she living the American dream, and, you know, raising her kids right, taking care of all her bills, but she paying his bills. She come home. He been playing video games all day. He ain't even taking care of the kids right. The house is a mess. Smoking weed all day. Only thing he giving out is good dick. And the dick must be spectacular. It must be life-changing, life-altering. You know what I mean? It must be that, you know, it must be that I'll get my tubes untied for you type dick. Because why would a woman take care of a man like that? So what does it mean when a woman is taking care of a man? What is she taking care of? Well, we know. I know you know. So let's get into it. All right. So let me shout out my peoples. Carol Chamberlain, me friend, me favorita. Always a great time. Good to see you, Auntie Carrie. Right. Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Mia Cunningham. Goddamn. Thanks for coming on through. Good to see you, fam. And Stacey White. Thanks for coming on through tonight. I'm good to see you. Great to have you in my sight, brother. From another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. All right. So what y'all know, y'all? What y'all know? What do y'all know about a woman taking care of a man? Is that describing somebody in your family? Did you grow up in a situation like that? Somebody had to grow up in a situation where daddy was Mr. Mom and mom was Mr. Man. There are a lot of inner, or should I say interweavings when it comes to this whole situation. Not too many women I know will financially provide for a man and relinquish control also. from my experience, when a woman is paying bills for a man, or if she has to get, first of all, and y'all can stop me if I'm telling a lie here. First of all, women get mad at a man who is working if she got to go to work first. What I said that a woman gets jealous of a man who is working if she got to go to work first. What I'm saying is, if she got to be to work at 6 a.m. and he don't have to be to work till 8 a.m., she be pissed because she got to get her lazy ass up in the morning. She ain't really lazy, but women be lazy when it comes to getting up in the morning. They are. That the snooze button was designed for women because they will set their clock 15 minutes ahead of time, of the regular time. So if the regular time is 7 o'clock, they'll set their clock to like 7:20 and snooze bar it all the way up to 7:30. And in their mind, the math says that, well, I really woke up at 6:40. So I pushed the snooze bar six times. So that means I woke up at 7:10. All of that, if a man don't have to get up until she leaves the house, she be hating. He got to get up, get showered, washed, dressed, while he's still... And she like, this bum ass, I got to get up and go to work. Here I am dressed, car running, and all of that, and he sleep. He got to go to work too, but she mad because he ain't got to go to work yet. As if he get off earlier. If I'm lying, I'm flying. If I'm lying, I'm dying. So y'all be mad about, you know, women be mad about shit like that. So imagine a woman who's dealing with a man that don't work at all or who works at home, because they be, y'all be hating on that too. He works at home. What you mean he works at home? He don't work. He on the internet all day. Well, yeah, that's how he works at home. But yeah, well, he got time to be doing whatever he want to do, right? Yo, he make more money working at home than you do. Okay, anyway, we're not talking about that. All right. So from what I know, when a woman is taking care of a man financially, if she buying the clothes, she paying the rent or the house note, you know, the mortgage, or she paying for the cars and all kinds of holidays and, you know, night outings, dates, and all that kind of shit. If she's doing all of that, you can best believe she's going to be having a lot to say about everything else that he does. You know, men who are kept, it ain't sweet like all of that. Because a lot of times they get called little bitch-ass niggas and bum asses and... And you wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't for me. If it wasn't for me. So what are we talking about, y'all? What does it look like? What does it mean when a woman takes care of a man? Let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what my people tell Matt. What I'm talking about. What we got? Mia said the scenario you gave of a woman taking care of a man is a no-no. I'm just saying, it ain't for everybody. It ain't for everybody. She says she's doing everything and he's just there. F that. Exclamation point and everything, huh? Mm-hmm. Carol says, yep, I'm guilty. I work days and he worked second shift. And you was hating. You was hating. So... get this straight. When you get up, you want him to get up because you got to get up. This shit is what I call me a disgrace. Mia said, gritting on him for nothing because I got to leave first. You know what? I'm done. Yeah, fuck this show.
I
ain't gotta do this shit. Yo, I think I'm gonna make me some tea. In a minute, this show's about to make me mad. This is a man's real struggle. This is real struggle. So because he don't have to get up yet. Y'all mad. I mean, if that ain't hate, what is? What is? Nora says, I remember feeling microscopically inferior. Wow. That's pretty small. That's pretty small. Carol says, personally, I ain't with that part. My brother Ansel Jones. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Nara says, man, do you get an attitude when he doesn't come straight home after work too? Me talking about something. I would be mad if he worked second shift. That means he's sleeping in. And I got him morning to himself while I'm working. I guess. And then I'm going to interrupt my sleep because he's going to get home late. Disgraceful, very, very disgraceful. Okay, all right. Okay, TK Wright says, I don't care as long as he doesn't bother me. When I'm getting ready to try to get, he doesn't bother me when I'm getting ready or try to get me to stay up late each night. I hear you. Okay. Okay. And y'all have to pardon me, you know, for the interruption of that truth that I gave. I know it can interrupt your whole or disrupt your whole nervous system. Men, please try to get a job where you have to get up first. You know, it could result in a more peaceful atmosphere at home. Yeah. Anyway, what a woman taking care of a man means. What does it mean? You know, most women, you know, really frown at that situation where a woman is financially providing for her man. Now, in a marriage, things can flip-flop and become very, very different. Let's say you got married and everything in the marriage is supposed to be split 50-50. Now, that's all good in theory. And people say it like, yeah, I would hold my man down if it really came down to it. And for a lot of women, that's true. They would hold a man and have held a man down if he fell off, lost his business, lost his job, or wasn't able to provide the way he used to be able to provide. But he better get on his grind fast. He better get on his grind fast. Don't let that man fall into a depression and it lasts more than 6 months, more than a year or more. Because now the problem's going to start kicking in, married or no married. Spouse or no spouse, love or no love. For most women, but for some women, straight out the gate, they go and get them a bum and start cutting them like a diamond. Like, yeah, it's a diamond in the rough. I got to get the right cuts on this thing and it's going to be valuable to her. One thing I will say about most women is that if a man makes them happy, he can almost have anything. But making her happy may be the real puzzle that you'll have to figure out. And it ain't the same for every woman. If you can figure it out, you'll have a good time. I'm looking for a good time. Good time, yeah. Sail on, honey. Okay. 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 TK Wright says she might not be financially providing for him, but she may do all of the accounting, cooking, cleaning, and organizing. Is that taking care of a man? Now, some of those things, most people, I think, would agree with that is taking care of a man. Let's see, what parts? Cooking, cleaning, and organizing. The accounting part, I don't know. Taking care of a man without the financial part probably means supporting him, making sure that he knows that she'll follow instructions, have his back, be there morally, will be a driving force for him, will inspire him, cheer him on, provide emotional support when he's down, when things get heavy for him, when jobs are shitting on him, or friends turn their backs on him, or when he makes a move and it doesn't work out as lucratively as he would have, as he expected. She may help him get back on his feet. She may be a valuable resource for him. Maybe if she is more resourceful than he is, or if she's more, if she's better at networking. Let's say he has the skills to pay the bills, but he doesn't know how to get the word out. She might be the type that knows how to get the word out so she can bring him more business, which will give him more opportunities. She can introduce him to people that he would not otherwise be able to meet, you know? She might be taking care of him that way. Braiding his hair, greasing his scalp, rubbing his bald head, you know what I mean? Giving him some head, making sure that she's there for him physically. I know you had a hard day. Here, my leg's about to fly open. They're about to be open like 7-Eleven. Go ahead. Do you. Don't even worry about me. Go ahead. Get your shit off. Go ahead. If you need me to, I'll scream. I don't know. Whatever he may need that he can't provide for himself, he may make sure that he gets that. You know, knowing the way that somebody likes something is an important tool. Knowing the way that they like it, like knowing somebody likes something is one thing, but knowing the way that they like it. If a woman knows the way that a man likes things, like, okay, for example, now this should be an easy one, but if you're resistant, it might not be all that easy. Your man might think that you're very pretty. Let's say he's highly attracted to you, but he likes you to wear your hair this way. He likes you to wear your clothes that way. All women don't care about that. Some women care about the rest of the way, how the rest of the world sees them. And men have complained about that. Like, you out here, you know, shaking your ass, showing your body for everybody else out here, but you don't care about what I like, how I like to see you. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're pretty. Yeah, you're attractive. But he likes you to be this way. Now, maybe you can't be that way all the time because maybe it's a big job to design yourself the way that he likes you. But being conscious of the way that you like it. It's like, all right, you know your man likes chicken, but maybe he likes it cooked this way. The worst thing that you could ever do is give a man baked chicken when he wanted fried chicken. Yeah, baby, but your high blood pressure and all that kind of stuff, you know, so, You can't be having no fried chicken. So here's this baked chicken. Work with that. And he like,
Baked chicken again, huh? Broiled chicken. Cooked to perfection. Seasoned right. Great.
Knowing how a person likes something is important. So a woman taking care of a man might be conscious of that. And that might be the way that he takes care of her. You know, celebrities, stage performers, actors, a lot of times they have handlers. They have publicists. They have caretakers. There's a specific word for a person that acts as their caretaker, and not their manager. Their manager may actually hire somebody, personal assistant. Personal assistant, and their personal assistant will make sure that they have things the way that they want them. Like he needs rest, or he likes to sleep, or she likes to sleep in this, and you know, in these facilities, these hotels, these kinds of beds, you know, they like to drink this. So we make sure that we have plenty of this on hand whenever they work, because we don't want them to not have anything that they don't like, because it can have an effect on how they perform or how well they will do and their attitude. So their personal assistant will make sure that things are set up the right way, the way that they like them. The way that they like them individually, specifically, personally. And a woman might be able to do that for her man, and that might be her way of taking care of him. So it's not always a financial thing, but it can be. It definitely can be. Ansel says, it also depends on how the woman is raised, without a doubt. TK Wright says, budgeting is important. If he doesn't know how to do it, he'll be lost without her. I'm just saying that a man is not going to look at that as taking care of him. That's all I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. And that is a valuable resource, but your man's probably like, listen, I like to be able to lay my head on your titties. Here you are making sure that the lights on it are on in the house. I ain't asked you to do all that. Need to lay on your titties. Can we do that? And really, if a woman is taking care of a man, she'll probably make sure that she doesn't substitute one thing for another. That's one of the things that really makes a person not feel like somebody cares about them. When you try to substitute one thing for another thing. Like I asked you for a scooter and you gave me a bike. And your reasoning or your excuse was, yeah, but I paid all this money for this bike. Yeah, but I didn't ask you to spend more money on that bike. I asked for the scooter. You know what? You don't appreciate nothing. I went out and got this nice bike. This is a rare bike. Who was that famous Tour de France biker years ago? What was his name? He won them Tour de France's. I think he was tied up in some kind of scandal. What was his name? Anyway. He didn't ask for a bike, and he definitely didn't ask for your excuses. or your reasons for not getting him the damn scooter. So it's one of the quickest ways to have, thank you, Carol, Lance Armstrong. Lance Armstrong. Yeah, this is a Lance Armstrong special. And your man is like, I don't care about that. I don't care. I got a bike. I don't want a bike. I wanted a scooter. Babe, I gave you the easiest job. I said I wanted a scooter. You know what? You don't appreciate nothing. You know, you low level. He like, oh. Is there a woman out there that will take this scooter job? I just want a woman that'll buy me a scooter. Bring me back a three-piece. All I asked you was for a dark three-piece with a biscuit from Popeyes. You brought me back Boston Market. Yeah, but Boston Market better than Popeyes? Don't you take care of me? Just take care of me. I'm hard hatting it out there, forming on my job on the construction site every day. I'm busting it out overtime, bringing back six figures. You know what I'm saying? I'm working harder than Fred Flintstone sliding down the back of a dinosaur, yabba dabba doo. All I want is a three-piece with a biscuit, dark, from Popeyes. I am eating this Boston Market shit. I ain't gonna front. I do like this cream spinach. That shit good, but all that, I don't want that shit. So there are different ways for a woman to take care of a man. And sometimes overdoing it or not listening, not really, you know, to take care of somebody means to care. You gotta take special, pay special attention to the word care. Somebody can love you, but do they care? Because if you care, you'll do the other little things. You'll take care of the fine details. Like, okay, you love me. But do you care that every now and then I need a three-piece and a biscuit from Popeyes? Every now and then. It ain't got to be every day. But when I ask for it, that's what I want. I don't want nothing else. If I ask you for a Pepsi, please don't bring me back no Coke. A cola ain't a cola. Do you care? Do you care that I don't like Coke, but I do like Pepsi? Do you care? You know, do you care that I like massages, but I don't like pedicures? Yeah, but I set us up, you know, for a spa date. Do you care that I don't want my feet done? I'm not with that. Yeah, but you need to open up your mind, you know, I mean, you know. Do you care? Tell me, do you still care about me? Do you still care? Tell me, if you still care. Do you feel the same way too? Let me see. Hold on. What are we talking about here?
I'll even scream if you want me to. She, yeah, she will. You know what I mean? Like, look, I listen. Don't worry about me tonight. Don't worry about me tonight. You know, you go ahead. I'm just a playground tonight. Don't worry. There ain't gonna be no hard feelings, no nothing. Go in, get yours. You know what I'm saying? Everything gonna be all right. Everything gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Sometimes it's like that. Let me see. Carol says, talking lots of families, the man was in charge of all the finances and the woman had no idea of how to be responsible for finances. TK Wright says, true, Carol, not in my parents' house. She took care of everything that I listed. To this day, that works for them because he feels like she's taking care of him. Okay. That's interesting. Because I come from a totally different kind of household. My dad and my stepdad, I make this money. Ain't nobody divvying this. You know, all of that, you know how some men give their whole check to their woman and she give him an allowance and make sure everything is paid and kids are taken. Not my dad, not my stepdad. No fucking way. No way, shape, or form. Them niggas like, listen, I make this bacon. You fry it up. But I'm going to distribute. Because my dad and my stepdad were savers. They put money away. They weren't financially irresponsible. My dad made more than my stepdad did. My stepdad was straight blue collar. My dad was more... He wasn't corporate, but he definitely had more of a corporate mindset, whatever, setting up his own businesses. But nah, he knew I'd take care of his own money. So nah, it wasn't none of that. I don't know nothing about that. Like, I couldn't imagine it. Like, you know, like, look, I don't mind giving my woman no money, but I'd be damned if I'm gonna be like, here. Here, just give me some of it. Like, nah, we know. Honestly, yeah, we just gonna say nah. Nope. TK Wright says the personal assistant will even boost their ego when needed. Yes, they will. And so Joan says, Chicken Caesar salad again, dear. Yeah, this is good, boom. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, and we're talking about what a woman taking care of a man means. What a woman taking care of a man means. What a woman taking care of a man means. All right. Carol says, Omar, that sounds like a lazy man. And so says, wait, I see some shade thrown at the host. Ain't personal. I don't feel it. Nora says, I heard about a woman investing time and resources for a man to get some type of certification and he wound up leaving her when he got it. I remember females doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. We've all heard them stories. I would gamble to say that most times when a woman financially takes care of a man, it doesn't work out that well. Unless you're talking about Oprah. That long-term non-marriage relationship seemed to have worked out the way they wanted it to. I never heard either one of them bitch about the arrangement.
You know what I mean? He didn't get in the way of the billions. I never heard her say, yo, man, forget Stedman. You know what I mean? And you know, and that's important to note, too. Because the way that a relationship is set up between a man and a woman, that's really personal. Other people will make it their business to speak on it. But at the end of the day, if the two of them are all right with that arrangement, guess what? It's going to keep going that way. And at the end, if it doesn't work out, everybody will be like, see, I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you. But other relationships that don't have that type of dynamic don't always work out either. So, you know, everything has a beginning and an end. But you got to respect the middle, baby. You got to respect the middle. Because that's where it all goes down. It all goes down in the middle. You can't work the middle because you think too little. Can't work the middle because you think too little. Can't work the middle because you think too little. You can't work the middle because you think too little. Can't work the middle because you think too little. Can't work the middle because you think too little. Because you think too little. And we ain't got to talk about his dick. When you say you can't work the middle because you think too little, the middle is the bulk of all of the time and the effort that is spent. That's in the middle. That's not in the beginning. That's not in the end. The beginning takes a while to take off. The end takes a while to finally be finalized. But the middle, those are all those years in between. All those years in between that leads up to the end. Is this the end? Oh, baby. Is this the mama told me one day this was gonna happen, but she never told me when. She told me it would happen when I was much older. Wish it would have happened then.
Stacey White says you can't have fried chicken all the time. Spoiled. If you paying for it, you can.
Do you still care?
Listen to my heartbeat.
Do you still care about, do you feel the same way too?
Oh, man. Mia said, asked for a Dr. Pepper and got a Dr. Thunder. There is a substitute for Dr. Pepper? First of all, to me, there shouldn't be a Dr. Pepper. But they got a substitute for that? Nora says, I put in the work and I didn't know anybody was the thanks she got. So uncool. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sound like a teenager. Recently emancipated. I raised myself. My mom, my dad, ain't nobody raised me. I raised myself. Word. Yeah. I see that we have a call on the line. Yes, we do. We have a call on the line. Hold on. I'm going to get to the call in just a second. Hold on. Let me just read the rest of these comments real quick. Mia says, talking about it, it might not have as much kick, but save some coins. Interesting. Carol says she cares enough to include him in her pleasures. Try it. Might like it. Carol said she's his beard. I'm done. We'll take the caller. Caller with the last number is 4605. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. What's on your mind this evening?
You said when a woman takes care of a man's needs. What do you mean by that?
If you've been listening to the show, you know what it means. You got to catch up. You're going to stop playing.
I know you've been listening for a while, so don't act like you just started. You know what I mean? So we're not going to do no silly questions. Now go ahead and make your statement, brother.
Well, first of all, you can't sing, so I wish you shut up sometimes. How about that?
I know. I can see you in the background. I can see you in the background. You know what I mean? Plus, I know how you do.
Nigga, you would have got gone. Gone. But no, all jokes aside, when a woman take care of a man's means, not needs, but means. I'm kind of confused about that one, though. You know, like, don't we supposed to take care of each other, means and needs?
Well,
in a relationship.
Well, there are two. We talked about two ways for a woman to take care of a man. A woman can take care of a man financially, where she pays all the bills, you know, pays for it, gives him a car to drive, a roof to live under, food to eat, money in his pockets, and all of that. And then she can take care of him in other ways, like giving him moral support, being an inspiration to him, being a resource for him, making sure that he knows things. Like, you know, sometimes a woman is smarter than a man. He might be better at making money. Sometimes she's a better thinker than him. Maybe she reads more. Maybe she has better schooling. You know what I mean? So she can point him in a direction to make his money work better for him. And that might be her way of taking care of him. So we saying that we're asking and telling what a woman taking care of a man means.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. It's the same. Behind every strong man, there's a stronger woman. And a woman is always in the background. And some people just don't know how to listen to a woman, especially when they got a plan. And some women are absolutely 100% smart. And sometimes we just dumb as shit and just sit back in the background, just, you know, like, damn, that could have been me. So, for sure. I mean, who wants a sugar mama? You know what I mean? Would you want one?
For me, I can never have a woman being in total control of me. But I can never have anybody being in total control of me. But there are plenty of men out here who are okay with that situation. You can call them bums.
I'm
you can
not.
Call them easy. You can call them whatever. You know what I mean? But listen, a Benz coupe is a Benz coupe. You went to work. You went to work and worked for yours. He went to bed and got his.
Yeah, well, I'm not. No woman or no man or no woman should never know how much money is in a man's pocket. That's just my philosophy. When you get out here and go to work, you know what I mean? A man handles his own business, you know, like a grown man should. You know what I mean? Like, we do the things. There is some decent men out here nowadays that still believe in that, but, you know, you can't find that decent woman to really understand it. It's like women say, oh, I want flowers and roses, and somebody romantic, and somebody working and got their own. So when you're working and got your own, then you turn around and be like, well, no, it don't make sense to pay two mortgages, so won't you move in? Hell no. 3 months of dating and come out moving in? Hell to the nose that. Because we all got that thing. You know that one thing, right? You know what that one thing is?
What's the one thing? What's the one thing?
This is my shit. You can get the fuck out. We all got it. We all say it. So, and, you know,
wait,
so.
Wait. Everybody don't feel that way. We don't all got it. Some only get it to give it away.
Yeah, but who wants that, though? That's like being a pet. Like, come here, boo-boo, come here. Who want to do that?
Well, let me get this straight. So you don't know any women that took care of their men and insist on a situation like that. You've never known any women like that? Because I have.
I know a couple of them. Matter of fact, we both know one.
Oh, yeah, who?
You heard me? Huh?
I said, oh, yeah, who?
The nigga that robbed us.
Oh.
Yeah. You forgot about you-know-who? They always had his back. Think about it.
Yeah. She was definitely
she definitely broke bread. She definitely looked out for the cookout.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See, I get on your show. Well, first of all, I disrespect you when I got on. Son, how you feel today?
I'm feeling like a real man should, dog.
All right, that's number one. I didn't say that to you when I got on. My fault. But, yeah, we definitely
know one.
I mean,
hold on. You know, the woman you're talking about, I don't know if she insisted or bragged about taking care of her man. I don't know if that was just like a circumstance that happened because, you know, she might have been getting piped right and, you know, things just fell in place. You know, but I've known women who insist on it. They be talking about it like, yeah, I take care of my men. They don't have to worry about nothing because I got it.
Yo, remember we was at that Hee Haw spot?
Yeah.
Remember we did the show? And he ain't had that bread that night. She had it. She had to come out of her jones. She went to go get that bread to make that boy happy, to make everything go the way that it went. She tell everybody that she make sure she picked the outfits. You know what I mean? She put money in his pocket. Yeah, she bragged. I've been around long enough to watch the whole drama. You know what I mean? The whole scenario that she paid him to be with her.
Well, see, that I know a little bit more because I started out with them before you came on. So
Okay. Originally
it was two women that got it started. Like when I got paid the first few times, I got paid by a woman. I didn't even meet the bull until later on. Originally, it was two chicks. It was I ain't gonna name no names, but she was the one. She was the one, you know, in the motorcycle club. She got it popping. So it was an old head. And then they was behind the scenes. But my first, like my first three shows with them, as a matter of fact, it didn't become a thing about, like by the time you came on, that's when we went from the original spot to the other joint. That's when I met you. Before then, I was getting paid by the woman. Straight up.
You really got paid though? Because I mean, the boy never paid us. You know what I mean? We got IOUs.
Oh, no, I got
paid.
I got paid. That's what I was upset when he started acting funny with the money. But before then, I was getting paid.
That's why I stopped doing it. You know what I mean? He was getting mad at me. Like, yo, when I come up, we all eat. No, dog, I'm out. Like, we don't do that. Where we do that at? I got to do what I got to do. But, you know, from what I'm just saying, you know, he was cool. He was cool about it. You know what I mean? Like, he helped with the rent. He helped with a lot of shit.
Yeah, I mean,
But listen, when he took over the second floor, he coughed that up. Remember the second floor?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But that was their arrangement. You know what I mean? So,
right.
However anybody else felt about it, was what it was. But I didn't know enough about them to say whether she was taking care of him. Like, maybe he wasn't handling his business straight as far as throwing them shows, but I don't know if she was taking care of him otherwise. I don't think they lived together because, you know, he was doing it.
No, they lived together. I knew he lived that, so they definitely lived together, but, you know, from what my perspective was and hanging out with him and, you know, mean trying to rob him for my own money, you know, it was things like she came out her pocket and gave me a couple dollars every now and then to make sure I was cool and everything. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I can't live like that because that ain't me. I need to make my own bread, dog. You know what I mean? Like, you ever work at a job or work for somebody and they feed you your money? Like, I don't like that neither. Don't feed me my money, man. Don't count my money neither. Just give me my bread. So if I can't take a job, like, I know damn going well I can't take a woman like that.
Okay. All right.
See
so,
what I'm saying?
Okay, so how would a woman be able to take care of you
to your satisfaction?
Treat me how I treat them. 50-50.
Are you satisfied with a 50-50 arrangement?
Yeah, hey, like a 50-50 love. Nigga, there ain't nothing wrong with a 50-50 love. No 60-70, no 70-30. We need 50-50. Y'all even. Matter of fact, when I got my table, she need to bring her table before we can have two tables.
What I'm 50-50. Saying is, no. What are there things that you need specifically that she could provide for you? Specifically. I don't think you're thinking about it. Like you might need a massage. You might like a particular milkshake or something like that. You know what I mean? Everybody has specific needs.
I can see that. You're right. Just something particular. Yeah, you know, this. Yeah, but, you know, yeah. I still say 50, maybe 51, 49, you know what I mean, on the side. But, you know, I just believe in, you know, this. I just want to be happy, dog, in life in general. And I just don't want to be shitted on, you know what I mean? And when you can find that out there and be happy, that's what you're looking for, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard now, you know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, they get in these bags and, you know, a working man, you know, these folks have had them bags coming out left and right. Like, it ain't working like that, you know? So at the end of the day, you know, I think fair game is fair game, you know? Treat me how I treat you, and I think that we can really, like, get along. I got special needs, you got special needs, and we meet in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so for we got to get ready to get on about it, but I'm thinking that for normally a woman, for the same energy that most women spend learning how her man is, learning what he likes, learning what he doesn't like, learning what makes him tick, learning what pisses him off, learning what makes him happy, learning what he likes in a woman, what he doesn't like, and things like that. For the same energy that a lot of women spend on finding those things out, you would think that they would take that same energy to find out or to lay out a plan to where she can make him happy or satisfied and take care of him with the special needs that he may require. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. But before we get out of here, I got one question for you. I just need to hear your opinion. Can you deal with a woman that's a Dallas Cowboys fan?
I actually have. But it only really worked on the off season, so we was only good for like 5 years. You know what I'm saying?
I had to get you on that one. Oh,
you know,
man. But listen, man, you know, you my brother. I care about you. You stay out in the street. Anytime I can holler at you, man, make sure, you know, one love, man. Stay peace. Love, hair, love, grease, and hair peace.
All right, man. Good looking. I'll holler at you later. Be safe.
All right, later.
My man. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some people were born on this glorious December 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Emma Matthews turning 61 years old today, and Nell Carter. Not the Nell Carter, but this Nell Carter turning 55 years old today. And, Jackie McClary turning 58 years old today. And go get a Sean Milk. Happy birthday to you, Ma. Milwaukee, stand up. And also, Zenobia Harris turning 52 years old today. And Yuri Sanchez turning 40 years old today. And Dahiana, Garcia, happy birthday to you. And Kiki Suber turning 38 years old today. Asandra Smith turning 48 years old today. And Medina Lewis turning 51 years old today. And Kev Saunders, happy birthday to you. And my uncle, Rollin Lamont, turning 74 years old today. And Mina Valentine, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Angela D. Queen Pickering, happy birthday to you. And also go get a Tony D. Lee, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Erica Bowyer, turning 45 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious December 8th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, what it means when a woman takes care of a man, it probably means that she's taking care of him in the way that she feels is best for their situation. And hopefully he's happy about it too. At the end of the day, we can get in somebody's business or we can just take care of our own. But in a situation where you know that a woman is taking care of a man, especially financially, it's going to get people talking. And it goes down like that. But when it really comes down to it, either you're in a situation that works for you or you're in a situation where you're looking for something to work. One love, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get Him Ism show. I meant to tell y'all, did you know? Did you know? This is my 10-year anniversary of when I stopped drinking. On December 8th, 2012, my drunk ass decided I wasn't drinking no more. And yeah, I was drunk when I stopped drinking. It's been 10 years, never had another drop of alcohol, not a sip of beer, not a sip of wine, not no communion wine, no nothing. It was kind of like a miracle for me. Other people who struggle with addiction, struggle with alcoholism, struggle with substance abuse, you know, keep your head up, do your thing, whatever. I had to stop because I was getting in too much trouble. I had 3 DUIs. The law was on my back. And you know what I mean? And I was hard-headed and I wouldn't stop. But I did stop, you know, and when you really want something, sometimes you got to pray about it and you also got to stay about it. You got to pray about it and stay about it. Your work. Pray about it and stay about it. Your work. Pray about it and stay about it. Your work. It's going to work out well. And it did. Do tell. So I'm proud of myself. And, you know, every year I keep saying like, yo, I'm going to stop announcing this shit because I wasn't like, you know, my ego tells me, like, I wasn't no alcoholic, but fuck it. What if I was? The bottom line is there are other people out there that struggle with that, and they need those success stories. They need somebody to be able to say that they did it, they kicked it, they cared enough, they stayed the course, they held it down. So for anybody out there that struggles with addiction, substance abuse, whatever, I mean, you know, man, listen, like I said, pray about it, stay about it. You mix the two together and something is going to pop. That's my word. All right. So make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. You haven't subscribed to the channel yet. And we going to be out of here. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.